Founded in 1998, École Bilingue of New Orleans has always had a clear mission: provide a French immersion school with a nurturing environment that aims to foster global citizens. Now, continuing to gain accreditation from the French Ministry, as well as growing and adding classes since its inception, the school has held strong to that mission. But what happens during summer? We're here with Courtney Clure, Director of Admissions at École Bilingue, to talk about what happens when school is out. Well, first of all, thanks for coming in and talking.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
People hear the phrase French immersion, and their ideas about what a classroom or summer camp might look like completely differ. So explain how École Bilingue embraces the French immersion platform or structure.
Sure. So our school's a little bit unique. We start as early as 18 months with our students, and we go through eighth grade. With our pre-K through kindergarten program, it's mostly full French immersion, which means as the children come into the classroom, they're only going to hear French. The teachers are fantastic about showing and explaining everything that they're doing so that the children can follow along. And if a child tends to do something incorrectly, the teacher's going to just step in and show them the correct way to do it. And so by doing something, by hearing the language, by seeing it in different activities that they're doing, they're learning in all the different ways that children learn. And it's a very natural approach, just as they would learn at home with a parent.
So how does learning transition during your summer program versus your academic programs at the school?
So with the academic program, there's so much consistency and they follow the same routine every day. With the summer program, it is a little bit more relaxed. There's not a French proficiency needed for the students that are a little older that come into the program. So for our current students, it's just a much more fun way to keep the French up during the summer. And for students that are coming in that haven't spoken French, it's a fantastic way for them to start creating that foundation.
So let's talk about why is having this camp in school in New Orleans so important?
Well, we're very blessed to have the history and the culture of Louisiana. Almost everybody that I know that's from Louisiana has a grandparent that spoke French or somebody in their family has. And so, you know, our program, it helps keep that linguistic history and culture alive. And I think that's just is a wonderful thing for our students. Also, you know, moving into the future, when you talk about like these huge businesses that are now expanding overseas, having our children being able to grow up with the mental flexibility and the bilingualism is just going to benefit them.
What's a French saying that you never tire of saying or hearing?
So this is really hard for me because there's two that I love, but probably my favorite would be n'importe quoi, which means it doesn't make any sense. I hear teachers say it to preschool students all the time. N'importe quoi. It doesn't make any sense. But the other one that I absolutely love is when people say, c'est ne fait pas. It can't be true. So you can use it in so many different contexts, and it's a really fun saying.
Not to mention, it's so beautiful.
And I don't really speak French. I have my children at the school because I wanted them to be able to speak beautiful French. But as an admissions instructor, not being able to speak French and having parents that don't speak French, it kind of reassures them that it is possible to have children that can do this.
So as you prepare for the upcoming academic year, talk about what's going to be new and different for the students that come to the school and what can they rely on that will still be the same.
So in an immersion school, our teachers are French native speakers. And so they come from different parts of the world. They don't always come from France, but they do come from French-speaking countries. And because they're all not native to the United States, they leave for different reasons. Parents might get sick, a visa runs out. And so we are constantly having new teachers come in, which is great because we have people that come in that are excited to be here. They've got fresh new ideas, and it really creates a fun environment for the students. On top of that, this year we are introducing a STEM lab. So we have a room that's specifically designed for our students to be able to create things. It's kind of like a maker space room where they can come up with ideas and have the materials to bring those ideas to life.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in, or I guess I should say merci beaucoup. And thank you for coming in.
Avec plaisir. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Great. So to learn more about the school École Bilingue, as well as information about admissions and the curriculum, you can go to ebnola.net. And for WWNO and NOLA V, this has been Kelly Crawford and
Courtney Clure. Thank you.